Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Hamed in the Tax Scripts forum with this interesting question. He says, what is the income limit for married filing jointly to pay zero capital gains tax in 2014? And does the income include the Social Security benefits? Well, Hamed, let me give you a link to the IRS tax rates for 2014 at smbiz.com. In order to use the 0% tax rate on capital gains, your taxable income must be in the 10% bracket. As you can see, the limit for that for 2014 is $18,150. For California, you'd be in the 4% bracket. On the other hand, the 15% capital gains rate goes all the way up to $73,800 or 8% for California. Nothing is simple. Yes, that does include the taxable part of Social Security. For married filing jointly, Social Security starts becoming taxable when half the Social Security income plus your other income exceeds $32,000. Once the overall income starts passing that limit, up to 85% of the Social Security income is added to your taxable income. Not only can it cause you to jump into a higher tax bracket, it can dramatically increase your overall taxes. So do be careful to do some planning. If you're trying to do planning, consider this. Log into TurboTax or one of the other tax software tools. You can enter the numbers and test out the scenarios for free. Don't use their tax calculator tool. It's not sensitive enough to do what you're trying to work out. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about capital gains and other tax and business issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.